Roger Wilson, New Orleans-born actor, writer, businessman, and you've got some great ideas, I think, about trying to bring some more culture to New Orleans, certainly. And we're calling it Broadway South. Good morning and welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here with you guys.
Roger, it's, you and I met each other, or I guess really for the first time last spring. You off running for the city council, and I know, like me, you came back sort of to really push the redevelopment of New Orleans. What was it that motivated you to really get back and get involved again?
Well, you know, this is my birthplace.
Right.
This is the town where my parents are buried, my first four walls of my existence. And even though I'd been in the entertainment business for some 20-odd years, when this storm struck, it affected me deeply, as it did people like yourself, everyone. And I only explain it as an awakening I had that I needed to come home. And I thought at first my effort would be a philanthropic one, and I tried to organize some groups to bring a lot of aid to the city, and we did. We brought in over $5 million. And then I was encouraged by some friends to perhaps enter the political arena like yourself, Rob, mm-hmm. which I did. And that was just an amazing experience. And through that came this idea, Broadway South, which I believe is a great, great idea for this city at this time.
Well, tell us about that. There's, of course, so many of the theaters that need work, from the Sanger to the Mahalia Jackson Orpheum. All of these places need obviously work. Some, you know, the Sanger was devastated, which is unfortunate. It was a great, great thing. What is it that you're talking about doing? How are you going to help?
Well, this is the classic example of if you have lemons, make lemonade. And
okay.
What we have is one of the grand promenades in the world in Canal Street that sits there. And really, it's one of the few things you can't blame on Katrina in this town. Canal Street has been an eyesore and an economic drain on this city long before Katrina struck. But it has a history of being one of the great commercial boulevards in the nation. And sitting on Canal Street are some of the nation's greatest theaters, between the Sanger, the Lowe's Palace, excuse me, the Orpheum, the Joy, and just down the street, the city-owned properties, the Municipal, and the Mahalia. And if you look at what's happened in the film business, where tax incentives have lured the producers of film content to come here and turn this state into a filmmaking bonanza,
mm-hmm.
the idea would be, what if you gave the producers of Broadway-bound opera, ballet, musical theater, jazz, comedy revue, and what we call variety entertainment, like big spectacle entertainment like Riverdance and mm-hmm. Cirque Soleil, what if you gave those same producers the same financial incentive that were given the film producers? Would they come here and put on those shows? And the answer is yes.
Would they? What kind of incentives are we talking about? What makes it so great for the producers? What are they seeing that...
Well, if you're a film producer now and you come to Louisiana, and this is a mm-hmm. statewide incentive, this is something that the entire state has benefited from. If you come here and you do a movie and you spend $1 million, basically between the credit you'll get on your production budget and the credit you'll get back on your hires, you get about 30% of that budget back in total.
Wow.
So $1 million at the end of your shoot, they hand you $300,000 in the form of a transferable tax credit. That's the same thing we're talking about here with theater. A producer that would normally take his show to Chicago or Boston or Philadelphia or San Francisco on the way to New York now has a reason to look at New Orleans and say, well, wait a minute. I can take that show through those traditional cities on my way to Broadway, which they all do to try out these shows before
sure.
they face the rigors of a New York critic. Or I can come to New Orleans and get 30% of that budget back that I can use to fight for my time in New York when I'm trying to keep my show going.
Roger, it seems like a terrific idea. Have you had any success? And I want to put this in the right context.
Sure.
We've been trying to get a special session going on insurance now because that's a devastating issue, as you know, for the city. And for the citizens, we're finally making some progress there. You see any legislative leaders stepping out for you or for this idea and getting it on the agenda for next April?
Absolutely. Senator Ed Murray has already taken the forefront in becoming one of the authors of this piece of legislation that we're going to introduce in the spring session. Senator Diana Bajois has already come on board, and I just had a meeting with Senator Shedler of the North Shore, who's a Republican, and Ed Murray's a Democrat,
right.
as you know, and he's agreed to come on and co-author as well. And I think that's a great sign that this is going to get bipartisan support.
Well, you know, the mayor always, when he ran for election the first time, when he ran for re-election, when he made his ill-fated comments about bringing in casinos along Canal Street, it was all with the idea of trying to revitalize Canal Street and the shops above it and the houses above it. Have you gotten some response from the owners of these places?
Yes, I have. I actually talked to the group who recently purchased the Orpheum Theater. It's a group out of Dallas, and they were very excited by the initiative, which I want to take a second and thank the Gambit for focusing a lot of time and space on this issue last week. It's helped me in this cause tremendously, and I want to thank the editors at the Gambit. I've spoken with the people who own the Sanger. I've spoken more importantly, or as importantly, with the groups in New York, the Niederlander, the Schubert groups, who really promote and produce about 80% of the live Broadway entertainment in New York, and they are just intrigued with this idea.
Hey, back to Roger Wilson. We were talking with Roger. He's a New Orleans-born actor, writer, and businessman who's got a great idea, Broadway South. Some of you may have seen it on the cover of Gambit last week, but Roger, we were talking at the break about how this would affect our universities. And as a believer that the universities are going to drive this economy, I want to hear more about it. What's your vision for that?
Well, it's quite simple that with the existing film industry, and we hope it continues to grow, but with Broadway South, if we had an expanding performing arts industry, there are so many jobs in the theater that have nothing to do with being on stage.
Sure.
Accounting, management, promotion, marketing, all the technical aspects, that we could encourage all the universities to engage their students in all those disciplines to come down here and across the state, because again, this is a statewide initiative, and for every hour, for every day they put into the Broadway South, they would receive credit. So this would become a real petri dish training ground for all those professions, even if it's something perhaps not as sexy as being an accountant in the entertainment
sure.
industry. Suddenly, you're doing accounting work on a Broadway show, earning credit toward your degree. And I believe that if you have a thriving film and performing arts industry, when these students are ready to graduate and normally leave New Orleans or leave this area, they will suddenly have to say, wait a minute, rather than go to New York or L.A., perhaps it's time I begin my professional career right here in New Orleans and we stop that terrible brain drain that has crippled this economy
yeah.
for so long.
260-0995, 877-585-0995. Again, talking with Roger Wilson and his plan to revitalize New Orleans and Canal Street as a whole by rebuilding some of these older theaters that have been torn down. They need some work. You actually talked that some of these properties have already been bought up. Hopefully they will start work on them again. And you had mentioned earlier, too, or even between the break, that a lot of people aren't taking advantage of these go zone incentives. Explain that again and tell me why you think they're not taking advantage of it.
Well, I mean, I think people had a lot on their minds after this storm, and when they heard about something called the go zone, it is a little bit arcane, so it just didn't register. But let me tell you, for anyone listening, that if you're thinking of whether or not to invest in infrastructure rebuilding in this city, the go zone incentives are the most terrific financial incentives ever aimed at a part of the country. And certainly for this project, which is vastly infrastructure driven, deals primarily with historical buildings, historical mm-hmm. neighborhoods. The go zone, whether intentionally or not, were created for this. Take example, just a theater on Canal Street. Well, if you invest in that, you're going to get 50% accelerated depreciation your first year, which you can either take this year or any of the previous 5 years. Unheard of anywhere else wow. in the country. If it's a historical landmark building, you get a 26% federal investment tax credit in addition to that. Unheard of anywhere in the country.
Roger, you understand that, and developers around the country understand it. That's why they're coming here. In fact, what we're seeing, I don't know if you see it as well, sort of the local developers being pushed aside mm-hmm. by the guys from out of town who understand how to go after this money. When you talk about an investment tax credit, a lot of folks, it just sort of runs over them. Mm-hmm. They don't realize you get a dollar off for every dollar. I mean, it's real money. It's like cash.
And this one, the 26% historical, is federal.
Really?
Federal.
So that if I had, if I was paying a $20,000 tax obligation to the federal government and I get a $20,000 income tax credit, I owe them zero.
You got it.
And I can go back and recapture so that if I paid them the $20,000 last year, I can get my $20,000 from the feds, right?
Well, with the depreciation, if you were
right.
to invest it, normally it takes you a great deal of time to depreciate your assets. Here you spin it up 50% the first year, and you can take that this year off your assets, off your tax liability, or go back any of the previous 5 years where you may have paid a little more taxes and go back and get some of that money back.
Well, and I think what I like about this is it combines – a new economy, which is what we have to do. So many people are trying to refix what we used to have that was broken.
Right.
This is building something that we didn't have that we can really do uniquely, bringing in those tax credits and giving us a great canal street.
Well, see, and I believe even beyond all the economic logic, New Orleans desperately needs to reintroduce itself to the world as a tourist destination. I believe that a lot of people are confused about the city after
Absolutely.
What they witnessed in the days after Katrina. And what's so great, I think, about Broadway South is that it takes who we are, one of the most unique cultural places on earth, and it repackages it in a way that is friendly, family-centric, drives tourism here, will save thousands of existing jobs in the hotel, restaurant, museum, convention, leisure tourist industry, but yet, because you're building basically an industry from scratch through construction, infrastructure, will also create thousands of additional jobs. It really makes so much sense for this city right now.
Quick technical question. Mm-hmm. When these investments take place, do you have to invest the way you've got it structured into the buildings themselves or into the productions?
Well, right now, what we're talking about primarily is investing in the buildings themselves or the reconstruction effort. I mean, as you know, being a lawyer, there's all sort of ways that investors can set up LLCs
right.
to take some portion of that. But also, down the line, once these are functioning theaters, there is no reason why groups of local investors and other investors will not get in and start
sure.
producing shows themselves. And by the way, this will also be a spark for our local artists and our local theater, because just like there's Broadway and off-Broadway,
mm-hmm.
we'll have canal and off-canal and off-off-canal.
And that's kind of the hope, too, isn't it, is that this
exactly.
will spread a little further. And you know, before you guys take those shows to Broadway, you'll be able to kind of practice them here, so to speak. And let's, you know, the Singer was doing a good job for a while with the, you know, the Broadway series that they were bringing, and every now and then we'd get a pretty good show that would come through, but it was extremely inconsistent. Whereas when you do go to New York and you walk down Broadway or off Broadway and you see all these shows that never actually make it to Broadway, they don't become big, huge shows, but they're fantastic shows.
Well, there's one fundamental difference from before. The shows I'm talking about bringing here will have the Broadway stars in them before they get to Broadway.
Exactly.
So
there's
that is a
huge
different lure than a show that has already played Broadway and is coming here
That's
with a
correct.
Secondary cast.
Well, and what I like is what you're talking about is a secondary effect. We have a good local theater community, and it's mm-hmm. not second-class theater. It's, in fact, we've written some great plays here. You know, I've produced a play or two. These guys know what they're doing, and I think for them, in effect, to have the major leagues right next door will be fantastic.
I'll leave it up to you. Which way do I?
Here's
I
what we're going to do.
I have business news.
We've got
parking
a bunch
lot
of things, but
guy.
Let's cover some things that people already, if they're just joining us, need to know. Saints lost.
Yeah.
If you didn't know that, you weren't paying any attention. We're not going to talk about it anymore.
Okay.
It was a bad game, but you got to put it in context. It's one game out of 16. We're
yep.
still in
first place.
Who would have predicted us 6-4? This weekend's game against Atlanta, vitally important. We
still
got
optimistic.
To go in there. And you got to be optimistic. Yep. Why get out of bed if you're not optimistic? I mean, it's
that.
About the human condition. Tigers won, and they were down at the very end. Came
Great
back.
Comeback.
Jamarcus went throws the what should have been the winning touchdown, and then first time in I can remember they get a extra point block. Got to go into overtime to win it, but a fantastic win.
Yep.
Tulane holds on to win 10-9 in a nail biter.
Yep.
But they won. UNO got crushed in basketball over the weekend by Florida State, and in the upset of the year, Georgetown lost at home to Dominion. But
right.
but there's a lot of stories out there, a lot of news. The governor has agreed to call the legislature into special session. It's important that that happen to deal with this insurance issue. We've only been on the air, it seems like.
About a week.
A week, and yet what were the issues that we started talking about originally? Insurance, the need to have this special session to deal with this billion-dollar surplus and deal with it appropriately. Hopefully we can force our state legislators to do it.
And we did. We talked about it to a lot of representatives in the state and everything. We asked them, so, you know, what's the deal? Is it a problem? Would you guys care if you had to give up some of your holidays? And they were all like, no, man, we don't have a problem with that at all. Let's go. And sure enough, she goes, hold on. How's December 8th working out for you?
I'm
Everyone
free, as
went,
it turns out.
I'm free. Yeah, I think I can make that. We'll be there. So that's good news. That's great news for us.
Yeah, because if we, as we've talked about, we've got to deal with that issue. We also talked, and I think it's important for people to understand what's going on with the Orleans Parish School Board.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just that they're not running the schools. They've got five out of their original 60 or 70 that were up that they're responsible for. They've got 53 buildings they're not taking care of, they're not using, and that we need to get them to do something with so we can pay down on the school bondage so that we can pay less in property taxes to make this a more affordable community.
Some great ideas, and if nothing else, secure, clean them and secure them. They're wide open for the taking. There's computers, books, you know, that people are saying.
People
the Times
could
Picayune
use it.
Said, just go up and take
only
them.
Only in government would this happen. You open up a set of schools and you complain because you don't have any school books, computers, or things you need to get the school started, and yet you go to the other buildings and there they are. Why doesn't one hand talk to the other? You know, in our business, in our law firm, if one of the secretaries doesn't have something, she does the unconscionable. She goes and asks somebody else, do you have it?
No, so, you can't do that.
Maybe we could get them to do
Once
that.
Once again, Rob, when we're running things, things will be different.
Well, we are pretty much running them from here.
We will be now.
That's what the 100,000 watts is all about. That's what they told me.
Smoking, baby.
City Park is making some progress. It's important to note that they've got the carousel gardens back up, 6 new rides. We also talked. Though they need to do some structural reform about who runs City Park, yeah. How does it get funded? It is unconscionable to have a jewel like that in the city of New Orleans and not take care of it.
And
not
DeWalt,
figure it out.
DeWalt dropping off $6,500 worth of tools tomorrow at 10 a.m. to City Park. So they, you know, band saws, cut saws, they need all this stuff.
Speaking of the dropping off of those tools, for those who are keeping track, still no large screen TV. Ohio State Michigan game on TiVo, all 17 inches of glorious color. It was fantastic.
I feel for you, my friend, but you know what?
But we're out there. We're trying.
Santa Claus may be good to you. You never know.
We're trying. Today, we're going to have a great announcement. Eddie Jordan and Charlie Foti are going to sign a memorandum of understanding to have a contractors fraud task force of the state and the city. Will be going after those fraudulent contractors. Feel free to call Eddie Jordan or Charlie Foti if you see that. And, you know, the feds are in that, too. Everybody is making a big deal out of making sure that we don't let fraud take over this recovery.
There's an awful lot of guidelines. Last week during the 5 to 7 p.m. show, I did one on contractor fraud, had somebody on from the state as well, and lots of calls on that. It is happening. It is serious. Some contractors will rip you off, and some are very, very good people and want to help you too.
Well, and it's a matter of perspective, and it's a matter of education, and it's a matter of playing defense. You know, there are a lot of people out there. You need to ask somebody before you sign a contract. Who's this guy work for? It's not unreasonable to ask for his last 3 jobs.
Yeah.
Call them up. They will tell you what they think. The guy showed up on time. He took my money and ran. If the guy's not willing to give you references, don't use him.
And we've said this all along, you know, empowerment. You guys are going to have to do a little bit of your own homework, too. You're going to have to get up and make sure that this stuff is done. Get your 3 quotes. Check out the guy. I've got listed on the site, and we'll have it listed today, that link to the Louisiana State Board licensing. All you have to do is either call the number that I have listed, or you can punch in the number from their website and find out if the guy's even a real contractor. If he's not listed with the state, you do not lose him. You have no recourse at that point. If you gave him money, that's your own fault.
Yep.
And he ran off at your own fault.
And the home builders of Greater New Orleans have a service that you can go online. You can call them.
Mm-hmm.
People are out there that can help you sort of ferret through it. But I come back to your point, and this is what this show is about, empowerment, not entitlement.
Right.
Nobody's going to come out and say, wait a second, Bo, don't sign with that guy unless you bother to pick up the phone and say, hey, Rob, yeah. I'm thinking of signing with
him. And that's what most of the people that I talked to ended up doing. They said, you know what, I had to check out his references, and I made sure I called those people.
Let's talk about a little good news. Some major American corporations will announce today a billion, that's with a B, dollar commitment to help rebuild parts of the Gulf South as part of the Gulf Coast Rebuilding Challenge. Corporate giants will channel long-term private sector financing into the region, into community banks to make loans to homeowners trying to rebuild. Microsoft, Home Depot, Bank of America, General Motors, Fannie Mae, and the First American Corporation hope to channel at least $1 billion into the region in the next 5 years.
Wow.
You know, this is what we talk about from time to time. We've got a new industry in New Orleans. It's called recovery. Mm-hmm. And if you look at it, we know of at least $25 billion that's coming to New Orleans over the next 5 years. A lot of it from the LRA or through the feds, through the LRA. Tremendous amount of money. We beat up on the insurance carriers, but they've paid a tremendous amount of money already and will pay more. And then this private equity side, $5 to $10 billion coming in to build houses, to build new industries here. We're going to rebuild this city in a way that did not exist before the hurricane. We've got to make sure we take care of the folks who want to be here, who want to work, and we're pushing forward.
So, say that again. Say that part again. We need to make sure
that we build this for the people who want to work,
that's right.
Take care of the people who want to be here, want to follow the rules, and really make it a great city.
All right, so no more whining, man. That's great news. So when do they rip off that check for a bill, man? When do we get that?
You're going to, over the next 5 years, they're starting it out, and the announcement will come today.
All right, very good. Other big city business news. You're probably driving around your neighborhood and you see, oh, look, there's a Rite Aid. Boy, I wish that was. Oh, my God, the Walgreens. That's right. It was down to Wendy's, McDonald's. You're probably wondering why some of these places, these are big, huge corporations, national chains with hugely deep pockets to pull from. Why are they still closed some 14 plus months after the storm? Well, they say it's a combination of factors, including staffing, demand for the service, and issues involving a lining up of contractors to rebuild, according to City Business. Now, they did all the work on this. I give all the credit for this. They looked into this issue. Rite Aid apparently decided to wait for residents to return in neighborhoods such as Eastern New Orleans before reopening five stores that it has there. Obviously, that makes sense. If there's no one out there, why should we put one? Walgreens has five locations in Limbo and New Orleans East as well. The fast food chains reopened in locations where demand exists, but lack of skilled labor, too few construction crews, and housing shortage. Some stuck some rebuilding in grease traps of complications. You know, this is difficult to build some of these places. They just did not have the skilled labor. Of the estimated 3,500 pre-Katrina employees, McDonald's retained more than 1,200, or approximately 35%. The rest were new hires needed for most stores to fill out staffing. Now, Wendy's, and we were talking about this in the break, they lost 75% of an estimated 1,530 New Orleans area employees immediately following Katrina. Fewer than 500 employees had returned by the end of June, and Wendy's now has about 720 employees. They lost 75% of its original 1,500 New Orleans area employees. 15 Wendy's outlets have been closed. 9 were demolished. Many reopenings are in the works. McDonald's has opened 42 of the 52 area locations. That's good. Wendy's has 15 stores still closed, but plans to reopen 6 of them by the second quarter of 2007. Walgreens will eventually reopen 90% of its pre-Katrina locations. And Rite Aid will reopen 4 stores by the summer of 2007 and is evaluating 5 other locations. So if you're wondering why isn't my McDonald's or why isn't my Rite Aid open?
Well, it all comes back, and we talk about, you know, if you want a job, New Orleans is the place to come get a job. You can do anything you want, from being a lawyer to working in a McDonald's. I guarantee you, you know, people say, well, our prices have gone up. Well, sure they have.
Yeah.
But you know what? If you want to be if you want to work at a McDonald's in Orange County, California, they pay you pretty good dollars.
They do.
The whole issue of minimum wage in this city is sort of put it to the side. Everybody makes more than minimum wage if they choose to work in the city of New Orleans. The only way this city is going to get rebuilt is we've got to be bringing people here. You got to say, we have the jobs.
Yeah.
Now, we got to build places. You know, I've talked about this from the beginning. You got to build homes for people. And that's what the home builders are trying to do. We got to do it differently than we had. When we build those homes, we can support a community, and then we can support our colleges. Now, we need to do this, and we're getting some help. We got to make the place look better. I think we're doing a better job with that. You know, our citizens have got to clean up after themselves, that old New Orleans attitude of sort of laissez-faire, let the trash go, and it was cool to revel in it or whatever they thought. That's done.
You got to
clean up after yourself. Dead trees. We got 20,000 dead trees. This is a huge story. The Corps of Engineers in the city of New Orleans have agreed to take down the dead trees. They've got 2,000 of them still to go on public streets, but they've agreed, the Corps has agreed, and this has never been done before, to come on a private property and remove your dead trees for you. You got to call the city of New Orleans, no cost to you. Call the city of New Orleans, let them know that you have these dead trees, you want them removed, and they will put them on the Corps list and they'll have them come and take them.
I'll tell you a couple things you can email us on that one for. Not only what you're thankful for this year, but your best Thanksgiving recipe. I don't care whether it's oyster dressing or how you do the turkey or whatever it is. I want to hear, because you know what? My wife does not cook, so I'm up for new recipes.
Well, we have 75 members of our family every year for Thanksgiving, wow. So it's a big day for us. Hey, look, great day. Tough deal about the Saints losing, yeah. But you know, as we talked about, keep it in perspective.
Chin up.
Still in first place, 6-4. Who would have predicted that? Tigers won, Tulane won, UNO got clobbered in basketball, Georgetown lost in an upset. Good story, and out of the time, Spick, you and Stephen Ray on the school system. And if look, talk to somebody on the school board, ask them, why don't they sell this property if they're not going to take care of it? Why don't they take these books and give it to the students?
Yeah.
Why don't they use the assets that we have? Special session of the legislature coming up. If you've got a problem with insurance, or if you believe insurance is a big issue, now's a good time to talk to your state rep and say, don't spend that surplus that the state has foolishly. Use it to defease the problems we have with insurance. Let's make ourselves an affordable place to live, and we can do that with the money we have. Huge story locally about Freeport MacMoran offering to buy Phelps for over $25 billion in cash and in stock. Unfortunately, that will mean that Freeport will move its headquarters to Phoenix. The good news
Bummer.
Is it's not a huge amount of employees, but it is important that we watch that story. All kinds of things happening out there. We lost a giant in the Louisiana commerce with the death of Mr. Siraj, who created, along with his father, Community Coffee.